At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, December 1st.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to kick off NFL Week 13 with a big Thursday Night Football showdown at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Amazon Prime between the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. Currently, the Bills are listed as a 3.5-point road favorite with a total of 43.5. Now, going into this matchup, big AFC East clash, the Buffalo Bills have an 8-3 record. They've won two straight. They just beat the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving 28-25, although they did not cover as a 9.5-point road favorite in that one. Meanwhile, the Patriots, 6-5, but they just saw a 3-game winning streak get snapped, losing to Minnesota on Thanksgiving 33-26, failing to cover as a 2.5-point road dog. Now, going into this matchup, the public loves Buffalo. Currently, 77% of bets are laying the points here with the Bills. Makes sense. They have the better record. They've dominated the Patriots the last two head-to-head matchups. However, despite this heavy betting on Buffalo, we've seen a severe line move toward the New England Patriots. Buffalo actually opened as high as a 5.5-point road favorite, and we've seen this line get all the way down to 3.5. Now, when you take a step back here, you got to kind of ask yourself, if 77% of bets are on Buffalo, if they're the big popular public play here, then why are the odds makers dropping the spread, dropping the line, to make it easier for the public to cover the number? So again, oftentimes the public will double down in these spots, saying, hey, I love the Bills at 5.5, I love them even more at 3.5. But kind of take a step back, ask yourself why you're getting a better number if you like Buffalo. Tells me you're taking in respect to money here on the New England Patriots. Patriots are number one contrarian in a heavily bet game. If you're a contrarian bettor like me, you like to bet against the public in general, but especially in these heavily bet primetime matchups. So currently the Patriots are only getting 23% of bets at home. And they also match, the Patriots do, a ton of betting systems for me, including a bunch of my top systems this year. Number one, dogs who failed to cover the previous week, as the Patriots didn't cover against the Vikings. 41-27 ATS, 60% this year. Sweet spot dogs. If you're getting 3.5 or more, plus 3.5 or more as a dog this year, you're 66-39 against the spread, 63%. Divisional dogs. Divisional dogs tend to bark louder than non-division dogs based on that familiarity, leveling the playing field, knowing your opponent, benefits the team getting points. Divisional dogs are 33-20 against the spread, 62%. Primetime dogs. In those primetime matchups, the team getting points, 22-14 against the spread, 61%. You also have some correlative betting here. Correlative betting basically means compare the spread to the total, and if they're moving in a certain direction, it kind of bodes better for one or the other. Like typically you look at favorites with high totals, that's a good thing because more expected points scored, easier to cover the number. But in this one, benefits the Patriots because it's a dog with a low total. Low total in here of 43.5. We actually have seen the total fall from 45-43.5, the line moving to the Patriots. So simultaneously you have the line moving toward the dog and the total dropping. So fewer amount of expected points scored, harder to cover that number. That is a good sign for New England. The Buffalo Bills, they will have no Von Miller, who's injured. And also, there have been reports, kind of an X factor here, of the Buffalo Bills dealing with an illness throughout their locker room. That's been reported here from some of the local beat writers in Buffalo. So we'll see how much of a factor that plays. But kind of makes sense. You hear rumors of a illness spreading in the locker room, and by the way, the Lions moving bigly to the Patriots, so maybe that has something to do with it. Also, look at the total, some under money here. Maybe we get a lower scoring game. Total open at 45, it's down to 43.5. That's notable because you're getting 72% of bets on the over, yet the total has fallen. Unders this year are 102-78, doing pretty decent here overall at 57%. But really in particular, divisional unders, knowing that opponent, having that familiarity, knowing how to match up and play defense, knowing the tendencies of the opposing offense, 33-20, 62%. Unders that fall at least a half point, so at least some indication of respected money going under, 56-37, 60% this year. And then if you kind of combine those two, divisional unders that fall at least a half point, this is kind of the angle for me if you like the under, 19-8, 70% this year. In terms of the weather, I can tell you, I'm in Boston. It's getting colder here. It's going to be in the mid to low 30s, about 10-mile-per-hour winds. Buffalo, you think of them as a high-flying offense, but they're actually 8-3 to the under this year. The Patriots are 6-5. So big move here to New England with the points and also some respective money going under in this big Thursday night football matchup.
Best of the rest.
For best of the rest, I'm going to go to the college basketball slate tonight to look at a top 10 matchup between Creighton and Texas. This is on ESPN, tips off at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Currently, Texas is listed as a 6.5-point home favorite with a total of 141. Now, going to this matchup, Creighton, 6-1, they're ranked 7th in the country. They just suffered their first loss of the year, losing to Arizona, 81-79, but they did cover that game as a 3-point dog. Meanwhile, Texas, undefeated, 5-0. Just beat Rio Grande Valley 91-54, easily covering, not easily, it was kind of close, but covered the 33.5-point spread. Texas is currently ranked number 2 in the country. Now, looking at how this line has moved, a slight movement here a little bit toward Creighton. Some of these books open Texas laying 7, and you are now down to 6.5. So that is notable, because if you look at the bet splits here, it's 50-50 down the middle. And again, when you look at bet splits, really, when I look at bet splits, I compare the bets to the dollars, but also right off the bat, I want to know where the public is. So if you use our VSiN.com splits, just go to the percentage of bets column. That's going to tell you where the public is at. And this is 50-50. Public doesn't know what to do. They respect Texas, but also Creighton's a good team, you know, again, getting a bunch of points here. So it's down the middle. Yet, typically, when you see a down the middle 50-50 bet split, line theoretically in a vacuum shouldn't move at all. So the fact that some of these books did tick down 7 to 6.5 tells you a little respected money, maybe leaning here Creighton in the points. Creighton's only getting 50% of bets, but 61% of dollars. And if you look at when two top teams face off over the last decade, it's nothing crazy, but the dog in these matchups, 53%. If you're a road dog, you're even better, 55%. So they would kind of be leaning toward Creighton in that spot. Now, KenPom, he has actually Texas winning by 9 points. So based on KenPom, you don't really have an edge here, Creighton in the points. To me, the next move is meaningful. Do you start to see this thing late fall down to 6? Do you see it creep up late up to 7? So that's something that I'll be monitoring. You know, if you start to see this juiced up Creighton plus 6.5 minus 115, like it's getting down to 6, then boom, further evidence Creighton in the points. Again, if you see Texas get juiced up like they're going to 7, that would be an indication there of late money going with the Longhorns. Both teams are averaging 83 points a game. The defense of Texas is what stands out here to me. They're only giving up 53 points a game versus 67 for Creighton. But I think if you're betting Creighton, you're looking at what they did against Arizona. Really good team there that they covered as a 3-point dog. Now, if you're undecided with the spread, and I admit it's kind of a tough call here, you could be maybe looking toward the over. The total opened at 140. You're up to 141. Some shops are juiced up like it may go to 141.5. Right now, 80% of bets, but 94% of dollars are on the over. So this is kind of a pro and Joe bet, looking at a majority of bets, but also big money on the over. And I think if you're betting the over, you're banking on the field goal shooting. Both these teams shoot very well. 51% from the floor for Creighton, 50% from the floor for Texas. So early move, 7 to 6.5 toward Creighton. Let's see where the next move goes. Again, definitely a tough call on this one. I'm going to kind of lean on the late movement. And then also some money to the over with two really good field goal shooting teams. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I got to go back to that Thursday night football showdown between the Bills and the Patriots. Give me the Patriots and the points. I mean, if you're a data-driven Contrarian better like me, this is what I would call a blueprint play. So right off the bat, public is all over Buffalo, yet line is going to New England. That's kind of one of the earliest situational angles that I learned, going in the school of sharp contrarian data-driven betting. But this is a classic reverse line move. If everyone's betting Buffalo, 77%, then again, I mentioned this in the early cap, but why is this line going to New England? Why are the odds makers giving the public an easier number to cover, opportunity to cover, despite being the big public play here? So again, the odds makers aren't asleep at the wheel. They're not being nice to public bettors. They're not giving out charity. If you are a data-driven bettor and you look at the market and you kind of understand how lines move based off of respected money coming in from sharp bettors. They don't move based on public betting. So anytime I see heavy betting team A, but yet the line goes to team B, that's a dead giveaway that a sharp reverse line move has come in on team B. Also, Buffalo getting 77%, again, opening five, laying 5.5, you would think they'd be up to -6, -6.5, but the line has gone completely the other way. So I just, right off the bat, love the fact that the Patriots are a contrarian bet. They're really unpopular, yet you're seeing this line really steam in their favor. And I tweeted this out for my account yesterday at @Josh_insights, but also like when you have consistent movement with no buyback toward one direction. So whole point being, if you look at the kind of the transformation of this line, every single day, it's ticked down pretty much a half point to New England. Pats open getting 5.5. By Monday, they were down to +5. By Tuesday, they were down to 4.5. Late Tuesday, they got down to +4. Yesterday, they get down to 3.5. So there's really been no buyback at all on the Buffalo Bills. And I even see right now, at least a couple shops are Circa, Westgate, both good Nevada sharp books. They're both +3.5, -115 toward New England. So again, I've been waiting on this buyback. I don't think you could see it today. We shall see, but it hasn't reared its ugly head yet. And you actually have some books juiced up, like it may get down to 3. So I think as a bettor, it's always difficult, you know, to identify a sharp bet and then say, hey, like, can I still bet Patriots at +3.5? I've missed so much value. I could have gotten a 5.5, a 5, a 4.5, a 4. To me, I still think there's value on New England 3.5. You are still getting the hook. The key number of 3 is so important, and you are getting that extra half point. So you lose by 3, cover the number here. But again, the fact that it's been so consistent toward the Patriots with no buyback tells me that even though the line has gotten worse, I think pros still see value on the Patriots here. Again, aside from just a contrarian bet, sharp reverse line move, consistent steam toward New England, all those betting systems that I mentioned to you, this is a big system match for me. This kind of reminds me a little bit of that Monday night game with the Colts and the Steelers. I know it was a kind of a different number here, and it's, you know, you're looking at a home team now versus a road team, but that was the same sort of thing where everyone was on Colts, yet line kept going toward toward the Steelers with a lot of primetime system matches, contrarian RLM. So mentioned it, but dogs that didn't cover previous week, 60%. Sweet spot dogs 3.5 or more, 63%. Divisional dogs, 62%. Primetime dogs, 61%. No Von Miller, the illness possibly here in the Buffalo locker room. So I think the Patriots, especially with Belichick, it's a prideful guy. And he's gotten kind of just rolled the last two matchups, haven't even forced the Bills to punt. I think maybe Bill's got something up his sleeve for tonight. So I'm on the Patriots. This is really a blueprint play for me. Consistent, sharp movement. I'm on the Pats, +3.5. Let's go, New England. Now for two more Josh's sweats, let's go to the NHL. You know I'm a puckhead, and there's a couple games tonight that caught my eye. Number one, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Give me the New Jersey Devils. I feel like I'm riding the Devils every night, and luckily they always come through for me. So I have a lot of good matches on the Devils again here tonight around -200. That's the number that I got. Devils actually open around -190. They're up to around -200 against Nashville tonight at 7 o'clock. A lot of matches here on the Devils, aside from just being a great team overall this year. But if you look at sweet spot big favorites, when you are getting when you're -175 to -225, you're 69-28, 71%. Home favorite with a line move in their favor, 94-46, 67%. Non-division steam, two teams, different division. One team gets steamed 10 cents or more. This one would be your -190 to -200. That's 124-69, 64%. You look at home favorites that are -200 or more off a win, 70% this year. As I mentioned, the Devils just been fantastic to bet on. They're 19-4. To put this in perspective, if you bet $100 on every Devils game this year, you'd be up almost $1,200. That's how great they've been. You look at a rest versus tired angle as well. The New Jersey Devils last played on the 28th. Nashville Predators played on the 29th, so a one-day rest advantage. there for the Devils. Devils are at home 9-3. They're 12-4 as a favorite. Nashville Preds are only 2-6 as a dog, 3-6 on the road. Also, offense, defense. Devils are averaging 3.8 goals a game, only 2.6 for Nashville. And the Devils are only giving up 2.2 goals a game versus 3.1 for the Predators. So we have a red-hot team that has come through pretty much every game this year. Also, but that's not the angle. I'm not betting them just because they've come through. I'm betting on them because you have a line move, you have a rest versus tired angle here, you have a bunch of good system matches, good home road splits versus bad home road splits for Nashville, and then good offense and defense. So I'm going New Jersey Devils tonight. Got the Devils at minus 200. And just like yesterday's play for Josh's Sweats on Edmonton, got the 5-4 win there. Always bet to risk, not bet to win. I'm not risking two units to win one on the Devils. I'm just risking my one unit like any other bet. If they lose, I just use a unit. But if I win, I'm going to get about a half unit back here. So give me the Devils at minus 200. My third Josh's Sweat of the night, my second NHL game. Let's go Minnesota Wild. I'm on the Wild tonight, guys, against Edmonton. That's the thing about sports betting. Last night, I'm on Edmonton rooting hard for them. Tonight, I'm rooting against them. Again, you're always rooting for the team that's sharp or have a system match or the team that you feel has the edge. You're betting, of course, numbers, not teams, is a common phrase you hear about wise guys. So if you look at the way that this line has moved, it's not a huge line move. You know, you open around minus 130 Minnesota at home. You're up to around minus 135. Some books up to around minus 140. But it's a good system match play. Number one is another rest versus tired. Edmonton played last night in Chicago. Now they have to travel to Minnesota. Minnesota, by the way, is off here. They haven't played since the 27th. Whereas you look at Edmonton last night playing on the 30th. So you have a favorite versus back-to-back. That's been a really good angle here that I like to bet on. If you look at favorites versus teams on a back-to-back, they're 37 and 21, 64% this year. You also have home fave with a line move, 67% this year as well. But also Edmonton, they're playing their third game in four days. So they're kind of in a tough schedule spot. Again, Minnesota hasn't played since the 27th. And if you look at just kind of what Minnesota has played recently, before the 27th, they played on the 25th. So they really haven't played in quite a while here. You could say maybe they're rusty, but in hockey, a physical sport, that extra time is very, very meaningful. Also, hopefully you're going to get the backup for Edmonton. This guy was supposed to be their starter, but Jack Campbell, he's been rough this year. 4.04 goals against average. You had Skinner last night who helped us win that game. But now you're probably going to go to Campbell on a back-to-back. I want to bet against Campbell. And also a much better penalty kill for Minnesota. They're killing 82% of penalties, only 72%. For Edmonton. So this is a bet against a tired Edmonton team here. I'm going Minnesota Wild. I got the Wild at minus 135. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, December 1st. Reminder, if you enjoy VSiN and you're looking to get more content and information every single day, easiest way to get acclimated to VSiN and stay in tune to what's going on in the betting market and at VSiN in particular, sign up for our free newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You wake up to great sports betting content every single day. Just plug in your email, and you'll get it every single morning. Of course, also follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. Enjoy the sweats for today. It's the first day of December, so flip the calendar here. Holiday season is in full swing. Hopefully, we can start off the month of December on a hot note. And as always, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. As a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, hopefully you can cash some tickets today because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.